Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, the SEL counselor here at the middle school, and I am here with our vice principal, Tammy Cuckoo.
How are we doing, guys? We talked about holidays last time.
We did.
And now it feels like we're really in the throes of it.
We're in it.
We're recording this podcast prior to our championship game, which is on Saturday, or we would give you the lowdown, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, but we are excited.
And excited,
we have
and hopeful.
Blackout happening.
Yep.
So we hope you guys have the best time, and we can't wait to celebrate on the next pod.
Now, November 17th, which is a Monday, We have a late start.
We do.
We definitely want to keep that in mind, because normally those are on Tuesday. And it might not be that hard to remember because you're coming off of a late start Monday on the 10th. So you have a late start Monday on the 10th. You have a late start Monday on the 17th. Yeah. Keep those in mind. Chapel last time, totally misspoke. We are having our advisors speak in chapel, and chapel is actually going to be in their classrooms this week, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Wanted to also let you know, if you're an eighth grade parent, we had donuts with a sophomore, and it was awesome. It was so good.
It was so special to see the sophomores come back over here that went through the middle school and share the wisdom that they've gained from high school.
They had a little twinkle in their eye.
They did. And it just, they must have felt so proud, but we felt so proud watching them in that space. And I think our eighth graders really like bought into what they were saying. Like they were listening.
Yeah, they really enjoyed the time. So those are some of the successes. Today's topic is we're in the middle of our semester. Actually, we're a little bit further along than the middle. And there's something that happens at schools. There are seasons, not just of weather, but there are seasons of emotion and experiences. Yeah. And when you've worked in a school for a while, it doesn't really matter which school you are in.
Yeah.
These seasons happen around the same time, and it doesn't matter what age the kids are. So
do you find that it's normally right before a break? Like I always say, like I don't even need a calendar to know what time of year it is.
Something's coming, right? So of course we're getting really close to going on break for Thanksgiving. But what also is happening is we're revving up our social calendars. We have a couple different performances for our students that are coming. We have Veterans Day. We have Grandparents Day. And the expectation in the classroom is growing because we're getting close to the end of the semester. So something that we've been observing that has heightened is tension and sensitivity. So there are greater tensions between our student to student, teacher to student, probably parent and child. There are higher tension rates of things that you've been saying over and over and over maybe this semester, and you're growing a bit weary of saying, they're growing a bit weary of hearing. And those stressors are express themselves in various ways. They usually result in some visits to the student life office and or Mrs. A's office. And they appear as like meltdowns and breakdowns. And it's all about the narrative that the child and or the teacher and or the parent is telling themselves. And sometimes our narrative is true. Our narrative is truth. It is true to us. But sometimes we let that narrative take over and it just lacks the whole big picture.
So what do we do about that? Because we want to partner with you as parents. We want to partner with your child. And like Tammy said, when we are under stress, the narrative we tell ourselves, while it can be true, is often also a very emotional response to how we're feeling.
Totally.
So when your child is holding a lot of responsibility, they are doing the best they can to manage their day. By the time they get to you, they have truly given it all that they have to have gotten through the school day. They are managing their academics. They're managing their social life. They're managing interactions with other adults. And they come home and their bandwidth is small. I think that's another way of thinking about this is maybe when you start the school year, you have a large bandwidth. You have a tolerance for inconveniences. There is anticipation. And as we move into a more stressful time of year, I want you to think about it as your child's bandwidth is shrinking and quite possibly your bandwidth is shrinking. So when that happens, the brain is going to form a narrative from their perspective about a certain interaction and what they are experiencing. It's going to validate their emotional experience, right? Like their narrative is going to back up the way they are feeling. So they may come home with this narrative and express it to you. And as parents, your innate response is to want to believe them, right? Your mom and dad, you want to believe what your child is telling you, and you should believe what they're telling you.
Absolutely.
While also remembering developmentally where your child is at and what their brain is capable of. So before we move into what is your role as parents, we want to invite you into the first step, which is validation.
Absolutely. Validation. You want to validate your child. Here's some ways that you can do that. Validation requires listening. Also, pausing. So after we listen, we want to kind of pause so we can think through. And then also we want to have some reflective statements.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes students... For us, your children, for you, I think they don't always believe that we're listening to them. So it's really important that we reflect back to them things that show that we're listening. Here's some ways you can do that. What you're saying makes sense to me, or how you're feeling makes sense. Thank you for telling me or sharing that narrative with me. Those are all like validating words. They're really great. I believe you. I believe in you.
Yeah.
What I hear you saying is, those are really great ways to validate. Now, I believe you and I believe in you doesn't necessarily mean that the narrative that they shared with you is the whole picture.
Exactly. And I think this is a great moment to pause and think about how powerful validation is. It sounds so simple. Like, how could something like that completely shift the way you move forward? But it can, because it's disarming, right? Like, think through a time where someone made space to share those reflection points with you. I know when I first was learning about the power of validation, it felt so small. But then I would reflect back on times when people validated me, and I'm like, wow, that really can shift how you move through a challenge.
Don't you feel when people validate you that you can be more vulnerable with them and it becomes easier to hear hard things, maybe even about yourself?
Absolutely. And I love what you said, like it becomes easier to hear. And that takes us to step two, which is perspective taking is something that you can help your child do. It's important to remember that developmentally, your child's brain is still growing, and the part of their brain that is capable of perspective taking in the ways that ours is still a work in progress. So they need you. They need your partnership to help them be able to perspective take. For example, their narrative is their whole world, right? And you're seeing it from a different perspective. You are removed from what they're experiencing. So you can help them build their capacity to see a bigger narrative. Some ways to do that are to ask your child questions. Where you see a gap, ask questions for clarity. Point out parts of the story that aren't adding up, right? You might see like, wow, you just said this and then you said this and that's conflicting information. But when you're acting out of your emotional brain, your child's unable to see that. But maybe once you validated them, you can help them see where that chasm is a little bit. And then you can ask them how they would like to solve this problem. And that reminds me of how often we talk about this fixer versus listener principle here on our podcast, because it's so powerful, right? And the listener is really that validation piece and looking for the gaps, filling in parts of the story. But then you can move to the fixer. But the fixer isn't always fixing for them. Sometimes it looks like fixing with them.
Fixing with, talking through, giving tools, mm-hmm. and then checking back.
Yes. Ooh, I like that.
We're at the stage mm-hmm. where it's kind of like a ball game, mm-hmm. right? You're a fan in the stands and you don't come out of the stands. You're cheering. Mm-hmm. You're cheering, but they've got to play the game. They've got to play the game. When they were smaller, usually you're involved in the game to make it go.
Yeah.
But now we're just fans.
That was a good metaphor for our sports lovers. I know. I like that. That was good.
I enjoy sports. Just
we're still riding the Dodgers high.
Yep.
I love that. So then the question becomes, this is the last part of the equation, is, all right, can I stay in the stands, help counsel them from the stands, give them the tools that they need? And where is the fine line of, no, it's time for me to go down on the field. Like, they need my support. They need me to get in the game.
And just know, when you get down on the field, it's really disruptive and dysregulating for them sometimes.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you're not supposed to come.
Yes, exactly. But it's something that we should be slow to act, slow. Right? To really think through, like, is this the most effective way to move through this? Right. Or does my child have an opportunity for resilience?
Totally.
And when we get to that fine line, I think that's something that you can reflect with your spouse about, have conversations about, talk to your child, talk to us as administrators of how we can offer some counsel of different options that you have. So that's one way. The other way is, when you step in, we want you to partner with us. We're Absolutely. In this together. We are a team. It's not us doing it for you. We want to work with you. We want to echo the already wonderful principles you're teaching your child at home. We want to do that here. We want to step in and help promote growth, because that is really one of our core values we have here at school, is we're moving towards something.
Yeah.
And we want to do that with you. So ultimately, this is just a great reminder of why we named our podcast In the Middle with You.
We're
right?
In the Middle with You. And I really want to work this in, and I don't know if it works, but I think it's Anita Baker, you know, like, giving you the best that I got, baby.
You guys, it's been a few episodes since she sang.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, everyone's giving it the best that they've got.
Everyone's doing the best that they have.
And I think we all need to come into the room with that posture. Mm-hmm. Us as administrators, teachers, you as parents, yes. the students, we are all giving it the best that we've got. And I think when we go into meetings that way, when we go into conflict that yeah. way, hard conversations, we end up at a great resolution, because we realize that we all want the best and we all recognize that we're doing our best at that moment.
I love that. I think that's such a great approach. So this is just a reminder, certain seasons are going to take more of our best than others, right?
Totally.
Some are going to be a little bit easier to flow through and navigate. Others are going to feel a little bit more like we're in the trenches. And I think the holiday season naturally kind of makes it feel a little bit more tense. So we're with you. We're in the middle. We're with you.
We're with
what
you.
Is our verse of the week that serves as such a great reminder?
Verse of the week is Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. The joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Such a good reminder. We are definitely in a persevering season. And our action step for you this week is, I would encourage you to prioritize validation.
Yep.
Make your child feel seen. It will disarm them and it will allow you to have really fruitful, effective parenting moments. And it will just make your child feel so valued and known. And that will have a huge ripple effect.
Till next time, we're in the middle with you.